find favor in your sight. Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll travel.
Gotta be where you are.
Woo!
Now we're here, looking place for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Driveway, I have a house I can claim. 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say, songs
are good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life. And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few heels to climb.
It's all good. But I know better.
But I know better.
Amen, amen, amen. Hey, y'all, look, hey, I know y'all like, what's going on? How come there's no show, right? All right, so here's the deal. Had some issues this morning before getting to the studio, so wasn't really able to come to the physical studio today, so that's why there's no Facebook Live, that's why there's no Ustream or any of that stuff. So we want to apologize for that. I know people have been asking. I see my phone blowing up. I'm sure everybody else's phone is blowing up. Just wanted to come on for a few minutes to let you know. Thank you all for constantly listening and watching and all of that. But watch this. We will we'll be back on regularly on Wednesday. The show will be back on. Everything is fine. I just wanted to come on real quick and say that. We're going to go a little bit forward. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to put some more music on. We're going to come back. I'm trying to get this thing together. I really don't like doing this show from home because it's not the same. It's just not the same. However, can't be selfish about the matter. So we are going to keep going. We're going to keep moving forward with the show. So I'm going to take a quick break, come back, see if we can get some more things worked out real quick, and then we'll proceed with today's show, except no video, right? Okay, y'all will be all right. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO. Peace. back. We are back. We are back. We are back. It's Minister Dane L. King on the line. I'm here. Real quick, I know my brother would have been available had he been available on the line to join us via the phone. Had we got him in time, but we didn't. So it's just but we good. We're gonna go ahead with the show. So check this out. So what's real interesting right now, as I was waiting and listening to the music and trying to get this stuff hooked up at home, is our former president is speaking right now. Barack Obama is live here. I believe he's at the University of Chicago. Is that where he is? I believe he's at the University of Chicago speaking live right now. And it's actually pretty interesting. I was watching it on Facebook Live. NBC5 has it up right now. And he's speaking. But what's so interesting is the people in the comments on the Facebook live stream. It just shows you where we are as a country. Some of these people are so negative, it's frightening. You have people literally on this live stream where the former president of the United States is speaking, spewing the most ridiculous hate that I've ever seen. And this man has done nothing but try to better this country, and people are in the midst of this live stream just spewing hate right now, and it's actually sad, but it lets you know, just when you in case you thought, as they like to say, that we were living in a post-racial area, I'm sorry, not area, a post-racial era, rather, we were living in a post-racial era. The real world lets you know exactly where you are, which is that we're not. So it's crazy. It's really, really crazy that this is going on right now. So, but if you get some free time or a moment, chime in, take a look at that. He's speaking right now on the NBC News live feed. That's the feed I saw. I believe it's over with now, but he was just speaking at the University of Chicago. He was speaking to young leaders. This is pretty much his first appearance, first public appearance since leaving office. So that's what he was out doing today. So it was pretty good. It was pretty good from what I could hear. But if you get a chance, NBC Chicago still has the video up when you get a chance a little bit later, like after I'm done, of course. When you get a chance a little later, feel free to chime in and watch that, man, because it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But try to ignore the idiots in the comments. Let me put it that way. Try to ignore the idiots in the comments, because, yeah, that's where we are. Okay, so I saw this thing this morning. I was watching Channel 9 News, and it was almost shocking. Let me make sure I got the number right. There were not, since January 1st, there have been 948 people shot in the city of Chicago. Is that right? Real? I mean, can somebody help me out? Let me give y'all. I didn't give y'all the rundown. Y'all know what y'all doing. But I'll give it to you. If you're listening on the line, just simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're already listening on the line via your phone or your mobile device, just push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're already listening on the line, just push 1. If you want to email me, email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to download the podcast, you can. Simply go to your iTunes account, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you'll find us there. Again, there's no live stream today, no Ustream, no Facebook Live, but the Facebook page is still there. If you want to go there, connect, follow us on the Facebook page, you can do that simply by going to facebook.com/TTLO radio. Yeah. So that's where we are. If you want to comment on that, you know, feel free. But I just saw that number this morning, and it literally stopped me in my tracks, man. I couldn't believe that, and that just sounds seriously. That sounds it almost sounds unbelievable. I mean, is that right? Did I hear that right? I saw it briefly on Channel 9. I couldn't hit the rewind button fast enough, but 948 shootings this year. This year. I mean, that's frightening when you think about it. That's absolutely frightening. And it's easy to say, okay, yeah, we shouldn't be shocked. It's Chicago, blah, 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 blah. But it is frightening if that is truly the case. And I'm trying to look it up now while I'm talking to you all. Tanya, if you could help me out and see what you can find on that. But I want to make sure I got that number right, because I don't want to be reporting something bogus. But that is frightening if that's the case, man. That messed me up. And again, we talk about it all the time. When Devon called in on Friday, we were speaking about the shootings and the violence and what could we possibly do as leaders in the church to try to shift the paradigm on this thing. And to see that this morning, okay, here it is, right here. It's on the WGN-TV website. It says, another violent weekend in Chicago has brought the city toll to 980 people shot, 173 dead since the start of the year. That's insane. Seriously, that's insane. It really is. I can't even fathom that this is possible, that 980 people have been shot this year. Now if we could really break this down and get right into the demographics of the shooting, you know, just off of a whim, you know, off the top of my head, I could probably sit here and tell you that I'd be comfortable in saying that 90% of these 980 people that were shot are African American. I'm comfortable saying that. Yeah. Because something is inherently wrong with our people. Something is inherently wrong with our people when we get to a place where 980 people are shot and we're just in the fourth month of the year. Fourth month of the year. Unbelievable. And again, you know, you guys who've been listening to the show, those of you who normally watch on Facebook Live and Ustream, you've been watching and listening to the show. You know where our studio is. You know the plight of the community that my church is in and studio sits, and the plight of so many of the communities throughout the city of Chicago. It's the plight of so many of the African American residential communities in the city of Chicago. And to see this number, this is, I mean, I'm rarely speechless, and people who know me know that. I'm rarely speechless, but this is crazy. This is, yeah, my dictionary slash encyclopedia slash thesaurus can't come up with the words or adjectives to describe my feelings on this. 980 people. Wow. In one city. And watch this, probably divided in three communities in the city. I believe that. It's probably divided in three communities in the city. Maybe four. And I'm talking Austin, Garfield, Inglewood, and Roseland. I guarantee you that the majority of all of those are in those four communities. I'm pretty confident in saying that without any revocation. I'm pretty confident in saying that. Yeah. Look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. If you want to chime in, you can. Again, the phone number is area code 347-934-0546. Area code 347-934-0546. Feel free to chime in if you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We'll be right back, y'all. Going to take a quick break. Y'all be blessed. TTLO.
That you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for. According to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise. Give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Yeah! Manhattan, and what we like to call him, the Black Luther, the Gospel Luther, that is, the Gospel Luther of the, he's the Luther of the Gospel, of Gospel music, rather, Darwin Hobbs.
Darwin Hobbs, I love that song, man. That's, it's whew, good stuff. But look, we are back, Taking Limits Off Radio. A little different circumstances today. It's little different on the different today, because I'm doing the show remotely, today. But you know, like they say, the show must go on, right? The show must go on. So look, we have this really great article today. And I want to jump right into it right now. And I love the title. It simply says, what you never know you miss by skipping Sunday morning. What you never know you miss by skipping Sunday morning. That stuck out for me because so many times, you know, people have said, you know, I don't go to church, or I'll skip a Sunday or two, and, you know, things will happen, you know, whatever the situation is, you know, stuff happens. But I'm just curious I saw this article and I said, oh, this will be good. Let's jump right into this. So let's go. So this is what the writer says. He says, I thought missing a Sunday morning service wasn't a big deal. He says, I've worked at Connexus Church for 8 years and would only miss a Sunday because I was away on vacation. Quite honestly, he says, I didn't think missing a Sunday was a big deal. It's not a sin. It's not earth-shattering, and no one notices, or do they? Right. He says, then I had a baby and went on maternity leave. This is the writer Sarah Percy, let me just make sure I clear that up. Sarah Percy is the writer. She says that she had a baby and she went on maternity leave. She says, and after I started to participate in our church community, like most people do, and everything changed. She says, because when I miss a Sunday service, I miss way more than I ever thought. She says, from birthday parties to a sick baby, a variety of reasons had kept me from participating on Sunday mornings. She says, I would watch online, and online is great to keep me connected when I can't be there in person, or to share with friends and neighbors who are curious about church but not ready to come. So easy. She says, but given the choice, attending on Sunday morning trumps all else every time. And why? So here we go. The writer says this. When I skip Sunday morning, the first thing that happens is this. She says, number one, I miss uninterrupted time to listen for God's wisdom. I miss uninterrupted time to listen for God's wisdom. The writer says this. Sunday's practical teaching translates into godly wisdom that I can apply to daily life. It's valuable. She says, sure, you can hear great teaching in a variety of ways, but listening online is different than listening in the service. She says, I don't know about you, but when I listen at home, I have a long to-do list. She says, a child that loves attention, a phone that rings, floors to sweep, laundry to fold, neighbors, dogs barking, almost never absorb the message in the same way as I do when physically present on Sundays. She says, when I'm in the service, I have uninterrupted time to focus on what God is teaching me and reflect on how he wants me to grow. My child is being cared for, my phone is on silent, and there's no chores waiting on me. I can focus and I can engage my heart and mind. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And you know what? I have to agree. There is nothing like being in the worship service. There's nothing like being in the presence of other believers. Yes, I don't mind watching other church services when I'm up in the morning getting ready for church on Sunday. I watch other people's services while I'm getting dressed. I've tuned in to some mega church pastors. I've tuned in to some local church pastors here in the city. And I use that to pump me up, to get me ready
for service that I'm about to be a part of. I use that to get my, you know, to make sure that I'm in the right mood and I'm in good standing before I leave to get myself to church. So, yes, those mediums serve their purpose, but they don't make up for the gathering of the saints under one roof with like-minded expectation to witness the glory of God. They just don't. They just don't. And it's you know, again, I understand why people do it. And it's a good way, you know, if you don't have, if you're out of town, you're away from your church home, it's really, really a great way to chime in. It's a great way to keep in contact. But even then, you still need to be around a body of believers. You do. You do, because you miss those connections. Even the messy ones. I could go there, but I'm not. Even the messy connections, even the people who are at your church that probably work your nerve, even them. You know what I'm saying? You need that. And watch this. You'll say, well, why do I need to be around them folks? You know what? Those people are a constant test to see where you are spiritually in your growth. That's why God allows those people to stay around you, because he wants you to be able. He wants to see where you are, you know, in your faith, where you are in your Christian walk. You know, I do know something that we can do, because I know you guys, especially those of you who are used to being on, those of you all who are used to being on a Facebook Live, and you're used to able to make your comments and all that stuff, you can still email the show, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. But if you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, there is a chat box that is open, that is available there. So you can chat there as well. We don't use it that often because we have all these other mediums. But if you are actually listening via Blog Talk Radio, that chat room is open. That chat room is open. It's loaded now. I just popped in my head, because I know a lot of you guys like to, you don't want to go through the whole email routine, and I get it. You like to chat real time, and guess what? We enjoy it too. So that chat room is opening now, should be opening shortly. So if you're actually listening via blogtalkradio.com, you clicked on the link that went out with our email, or you clicked on the link that was, I just did put out an attachment on Facebook a little while ago on my page, so that you could listen that way. So that link is definitely open. So yeah, you definitely can find us that way if you want to chat with us. Cool. Okay, so let's keep going. I'm really digging this, though. I'm really digging this. The writer says this. Number two says, I miss the value of worshiping God through music with others. I miss the value of worshiping God through music with others. She says this. She says, this one is interesting and might even be surprising to you. She says, there's something intangible that happens when we worship God out loud with hundreds of people who share faith in Jesus. She says, Sundays are an irreplaceable opportunity to take a step back from the busy day-to-day and directly praise the God that loves me and is incredibly worthy of my worship. She says, music roots my heart and my mind in the truth of who God is. It remembers and celebrates powerful scripture. It leads me to humble myself before God's majesty in a way that doesn't always happen when music playing in the car or in the background while I do the dishes. She says, worshiping God through music on Sundays with hundreds of people grounds and fuels my faith. It inspires me to keep worshiping, keep believing, keep serving, keep loving. I have to agree. And again, I love this. I love this. Number two is so on point. When you are In the sanctuary, in a church, wherever you're, I don't care if you got a storefront church, I don't care if you got a church that holds 1,000 people. When that choir is on point, or when that praise team is on point, or even when the deacons who are doing devotion are on point, or you know, whatever it is, that music is good, it can't help but further you into the worship and prepare you for the word that's about to come. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how that music, you know, when you are in the midst of worship, it's amazing to me how that music just kind of takes you there, and it keeps you there. And it's just so great to have the worship experience. And then I like what she said in the article, where she says when you're in the room with people who share the faith, so you're all getting the same experience at the same time. That's the purpose of the gathering. Yeah, we can worship at home. Yes, you can worship in your car. I've had some amazing worship experiences driving. Yes, but there's nothing like being in the room with other people. And the music ministry is going forward, and you're all starting to feel the very presence of God. The praise has elevated you up to where God is. You can't beat that. You can't beat that, man. That's just awesome. It really is. It really is. That's good. That's good, man. Look, we're talking about this really great article today, and it's simply entitled, You never know what you miss by skipping Sunday morning. You never know what you miss by skipping Sunday morning. Let's go. Number three says this: I miss the power and movement of the church. That's number three. I miss the power and movement of the church. The writer says this. She says, the church has a mission and purpose, and every believer is part of it. We get to spread the amazing news that Jesus Christ loves you, died to forgive you, and he is alive, bringing new life to all who believe in him. What an incredible message to sit on. The writer says, we can be a Christian and not actively participate in the local church. Our salvation is not dependent on that. It's dependent on Jesus. She says, but there's more at stake than that. Imagine this. Your life is a babbling brook. It twists and turns and bubbles and splashes. It's beautiful, but has little strength. But what happens when you cross paths with another brook and another? Something bigger starts to happen. Something one babbling brook can't do on its own. Momentum happens. Then power happens. She says, then Niagara Falls happens. She says, she says this, and she put a little comment here. She said, did you know that Niagara Falls generates enough energy to power almost 4 million homes? No little brook can do that. She says, in the same way, hundreds or thousands of people moving in the same God-given direction is powerful, and it doesn't happen when we are disengaged. She says, when I miss Sunday mornings, I miss how God is moving our church community to action. When I miss the host welcome, connecting opportunities and stories of God at work, I miss getting to be a part of it because I don't know how. She says, I don't want to miss being part of the power and movement of God's church. Plus, she says, if I'm not there, I can't bring anybody with me. So I do everything I can to attend Sunday morning service, because when I miss Sunday, I miss more than I ever thought. Wow. That's amazing. Can I talk real quick? Here is the deal. And even when you miss, if you're there, and you're not actively participating in the worship service, guess what? You are stagnating the move of the Spirit. You are when you come to worship, and And the, whether it's the choir singing, the deacon praying, or the praise team singing, or a solo being done, even if it's a scripture being read, if you're not actively participating, if you're not actively participating in the worship service, then you're just there. Why even show up at church if you're not coming to participate? Now, that's a real question. I know this ain't Praise Break Friday, but I have to ask the question. Why even show up if you don't, if you have no intention on participating? If you're only coming to church just to sit, look, and be entertained, be amused, get, you know, come get your gossip for the day. If they're feeding you, come and eat and go home. I mean, seriously, what purpose does that serve? So it's just like the person sitting at home. It's just like the person sitting at home who refuses, who says, I'm going to skip church today. I'm going to skip church today. And because I'm going to skip church today for whatever reason. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the time when you have to skip. I'm not talking about the times when it's necessary for you to skip. I'm speaking about those times where you just say, you know what? I don't feel like going today because I don't want to be bothered. Can we be real for a minute? If we were honest, there's a whole lot of times where some of us just don't want to be at church. That for whatever reason, whatever's going on, whether it's messiness at the church, whether it's people around you, or maybe it's just your general feeling for that particular day, there's days where you're not going to want to be there. And guess what? When you press through anyway, you recognize that, you know what? I'm not coming here for those people. I'm not coming here to be a part of the mess. I'm coming here because guess what? I owe this to God. I owe this to Him. Even when I'm not having my best day, I still owe Him worship. I still owe Him praise. Even when it feels like the very world around me is falling apart, I still got to give Him glory. It's necessary. And for me, what I've learned to recognize that it's necessary for my own peace of mind. I know what it's like to sit outside the church and stay away. I know what it's like to say, you know what, I'm going to chill. I'm just going, you know, I need some time to myself and do that. And it, you know, yeah, it may ease your mind, but your spirit is missing. Your spirit is missing something. So many times we take the scripture, forsake not the gathering of the saints, and we take that and we misuse it just to try to force people to come to church. But the reasoning behind that is because the gathering itself is so important. It's the gathering that we can lean off of one another. We can lean on one another and let the other person pull you up when they see you struggling. Let the other person pray for you. Maybe you didn't feel it, but the intercessory prayer right then might be just what you need. Whew. The intercessory prayer, somebody else praying for you at that moment, might not even know what you're going through, but because they decided to pray and what they prayed was all in your book, might just help you. My. We can't give up on the gathering. We just can't. She says this. She says, the writer says, I do everything I can to attend Sunday morning service. She says, because when I miss a Sunday, I miss way more than I ever thought. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't get through this thing, by yourself. Pastor Reggie Royal, awesome pastor here in Chicago, says this quite often. Don't live life alone. Don't live life alone. God didn't intend it. God didn't intend for us to live life alone. Don't go through this thing alone. Even though I know a lot of times that's how you feel. And trust me when I tell you, I speak from experience. You can have a bunch of people around you, but there's just sometimes you just want to get through that thing by yourself. And it's probably not the best thing to do. Probably not the best thing to do. But there's so many times where, this is when you have to know where to put your faith. this is where you need to recognize where to put your faith. Not in people, because if people will disappoint you, people will let you down. But watch this. Not all people. So yeah, there may be some people at your church that get on your nerves. There may be some people around you at your church that mean you no good, but not all of the people. Not all of the people. So we need to make sure that we are that we're not making ourselves so busy that we forget the purpose of Sunday mornings or Saturdays, whatever day you go to church. I'm not restricting it just to Sunday, but whatever day your worship group gets together to worship God, whatever day of the week that is, be there. Seriously, I mean, be there to get it done. Be there to get it done and be a part of the worship experience, because there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. I've seen, and don't get me wrong, I've been to several different types of church gathering services. Went to Catholic school for the majority part of my adolescent life. Catholic school, Lutheran school. Because of my studies, I've been to a Buddhist temple. I've seen how they had service. I went to a mosque. I've seen how they have service. I've seen quite a few things, and I've recognized how that. But there is nothing like a gathering of Christians. My God, there's nothing like that worship. You can't beat that type of worship. You just can't. It's just not something you could do. Look, y'all, I'm going to take a real quick break, man. We almost done. I'm going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish up our conversation today, man. Then you know what? Hey, y'all going to enjoy the rest of y'all day, right? Right. Okay. So, look, I'm going to be right back. I'm going to take a real quick break, real quick. And we'll be right back. All right. TTLO.
Within me, come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him, sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set, clap your hands.
I will bless the Lord.
Sing it to him. Say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. We are back. We are back. Look, y'all, it's been an amazing show. I appreciate you all. I appreciate your patience with today's show and everything that was going on. Let us have a quick word of prayer, and we will be out of here. Father God, Lord, we just say thank you. We just thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for what you continue to do, God. We just thank you for what you continue to be to us, God, and how you continue to take care of us, God. God, we thank you even in the hard times and the difficult times, God. We just say thank you. God, we thank you for every good thing, God. We even thank you for every bad thing, God, because we know in your omniscient will and in your omniscient will that you're doing what you're doing for the betterment of us, God. So we just continue to say thank you. God, we bless your name for everything that you continue to do. God, we thank you for this platform that you've given us, God. We thank you, God, for allowing us to still be able to do what you have called us to do. So, God, we definitely give your name the praise, God. We lift you up. We give you the glory. We exalt you like never before. So, God, right now we just come saying thank you, God. We just thank you for everything. We thank you for the listeners, God. We thank you for the watchers. God, we thank you for everybody who's involved with this show. God, those in the background and the foreground, God, we just say thank you. Right now, God, we just lift everyone up, God. We ask that you would just continue to keep your arms of protection around us, this radio show, those involved with it, and everyone else, God. We just ask that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Look, y'all, it's been great. Big thank you. Tanya, appreciate you for everything you do. Thank you so much. Look, y'all, we got to go. It's been awesome. We will see y'all on Wisdom Wednesday. We'll be back. In the meantime, I'm going to leave y'all with this marvelous. Nope, not that one. This is the one I need right here. More than I can bear. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO.
what a good